This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Millions of Americans are still baking in that fierce heat. The Weather Service says in parts of the Midwest, it could feel like 115 degrees because of the heat and the humidity. Council Bluffs, Iowa could hit 100 today. So could Omaha. Now to the race for the White House. The Harris campaign says the money is pouring in. The AP's Jackie Quinn with how much and how fast.
The Harris campaign says it's seen a surge in contributions since President Biden stepped out of the race on July 21st. And during last week's nominating convention, a spokeswoman says they crossed the $500 million mark. Then more came in after Harris spoke Thursday night. That appears to surpass recent fundraising for Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump. Earlier this month, his campaign says it took in nearly $139 million. At the start of August, the Trump campaign coffers had $327 million cash on hand. I'm Jackie Quinn.
No agreement yet in the latest round of high-level talks in Cairo meant to bring about a ceasefire to at least temporarily end the war in Gaza. The AP's Nyan Kim on what a U.S. official is saying.
Speaking anonymously, the official described the recent talks as constructive and said discussions will continue at lower levels in an effort to end the war in Gaza and bring about a hostage deal. The talks included the CIA director as well as the head of Israel's Mossad intelligence agency. A Hamas delegation was briefed by mediators but did not directly take part in negotiations.
An Alabama high school football player died over the weekend after he was injured in a game in Selma on Friday night. Morgan Academy quarterback Caden Tellier suffered a brain injury. He was 16. This is AP News. To the movies now with the AP's Margie Zarletta.
The top three movies at the box office this weekend are ones that have been out for a while.
I know you, Bub.
Nope, but I know you.
Deadpool and Wolverine is back at number one in terms of movie ticket sales this weekend. 5 weeks after it was released, it made another $18.3 million. Last week's number one film, Alien Romulus, is number two in its second weekend, while It Ends With Us is in third in its third weekend of release. Blink Twice, starring Channing Tatum, debuts in fourth place. The Forge, a faith-based coming-of-age movie, debuts at number five. I'm Margie Zarletta.
October 8th. The trial date's been set for two Nevada men accused of damaging rock formations thought to be 140 million years old. This was at the Lake Mead National Recreation Area in Nevada. They've pleaded not guilty. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Hi, everybody. It's James and Andy here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two-fourths of a group of people who love facts, and we love to find new facts, and we come here every week and tell each other about them. For instance, Andy, did you know that one of the world's oldest cycling road races is getting much harder because people keep stealing the road?
I want to know more already, but I'm instead going to tell you my new fact, which is that some ancient coffins from the 17th century have faces.
The coffins have faces.
It's really creepy.
Not just on the inside.
No.
Wow. If you like the sound of those facts, or indeed facts in general, then come and find us, No Such Thing as a Fish, wherever you get your podcasts.